exercise change?
Regarding exercise, there are those that are doing the things they want to do and those that wish they could do the things they wanted to do.
Yeah.
So what do you think it is that separates the first group from the second?
Well, first of all, I would say that motivation is a very nebulous concept, and those people are motivated already, even the ones who aren't doing anything, they're still motivated enough to think about it. So it's not necessarily whether they are motivated, it's about whether they can translate what they're thinking into some sort of action.
Right, okay.
And for me, what I've observed is that for a lot of people, their block, if you like, is the discrepancy between where they are and where they want to be at that moment isn't intense enough.
Okay.
So they cognitively see all the reasons why they ought to do something, but they don't feel A, uncomfortable enough about maintaining the status quo, or B, hopeful enough about putting change into practice.
Okay. Would you mind providing an example? Let's say we've got a mid-30s mother of two who used to exercise when she was young, two young kids, really thinks it'd be important to exercise, but just hasn't got around to it since the birth of her children.
Yeah, she's the type of person whose priority is to the family in that moment, or maybe to the family in that moment. And so every time she thinks about her own needs, there's every possibility that she's going, well, yes, but at the moment it's not a big enough priority.
Okay.
I can see all the reasons why I ought to, but at the moment, emotionally, where I am is in the moment. I need to pick up my kids from school, or I need to attend to their needs, and therefore my needs come second. So from an emotional point of view, she's not committed enough, not valuing her own needs, if you like, enough to make that a priority, even including the fact that she's got all these other responsibilities in her life.
Right. So to put it simply, if I'm picking up what you're saying, is that the people that are doing the things they want to do, as far as exercise go, they are simply putting a higher importance on doing that compared to the people that aren't.
Yes, but it's more than just a cognitive importance.
Okay.
Because you can have lots of people who are cognitively very aware that if they don't exercise, they may end up with heart disease, and very cognitively aware that they're going to possibly have a healthier, more productive life if they do exercise. But in that moment of it's 6 o'clock, it's the end of the day, I'm tired, I know I ought to go to the gym, but emotionally my heart is drawn to going home, sitting by the fireplace, and that image is far more appealing in that moment than the cognitive understanding that I ought to exercise.
Okay.
And that can be really important and really powerful, but in that moment it is not. They are not conflicted enough.
Right.
The immediacy of that warmth and home and relaxation is that actually is what their brain is telling them they want in that moment.